The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough Sifter's weekly recap of the biggest news in video games.
This week, the Game Award nominations are here, and of course, everyone is being chill about it. A Back 4 Blood sequel could be on the way, and is Sony angling to buy From Software's parent company? Yes. Here is the news for Sunday, 24th of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
The 2024 Game Award nominations have dropped, and of course, we have thoughts about it. As always, it's the Game of the Year category that's causing the biggest stir in the community, but for what I think is a pretty interesting reason. The nominees are what you would expect. We have Astrobot, Bellatro, Black Myth Wukong, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and Metaphor ReFantazio. But here's where the controversy, if it could be called that, is coming from. Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree is also nominated.
That's right, a DLC expansion of a game that already won the exact award back in 2022 is nominated, and some people don't think that's right. What do you think, Kyle?
Don't get me wrong, I think Shadow of the Erdtree was tremendous. A truly stunning expansion on what was already a nearly perfect video game, but it was an expansion, and I'm kind of inclined to agree with the haters on this one. Where do you stand on it?
My first reaction, I have to say, is nope. DLC shouldn't get a run at Game of the Year. I do kind of understand the other side of it, though, especially when it's a massive DLC with hours and hours of playtime. But at that point, just release it as a sequel and then you can qualify for Game of the Year. So gotta say, it is also a no from me. Could you imagine if I was just very, no, it's totally okay.
I would be fine with that as well. That's why I think it's an interesting conversation, because like it is a really big expansion and it probably could have been a sequel, but yeah. You know, for me, it's not so much should DLC be included. It's the fact that it's DLC for a game that already won. It's essentially giving the same game the award again 2 years later.
The Game Awards 2024 will take place on Friday, December 13th, and we'll discuss all the winners and losers for you on that week's episode of Walkthrough. Thanks to some fans who went on a deep dive, rumours are floating around that a sequel to Turtle Rock's Back 4 Blood is in development. In the back end of Steam, fans have found the word Gobi, which is supposedly the internal codename for the original game. Then after looking at the online portfolio for motion capture actor and stuntman Jesse Hutch, they found he is down as a lead performer for Gobi 2, plus he also worked on the original game.
People have also found that the domain back4blood2.com was registered last year. It feels like one of those theories with the pinup board and red string connecting it all. Nothing has officially been confirmed. And the survival horror game was pretty well received back in 2021 and has received several expansions. So time will tell if we get more zombie survival fun. In the meantime, y'all should just be playing DayZ. The new expansion is so good. Remedy held their investor presentation this week, and one of their highlights was that Control 2 will be an action RPG. Bit of a weird thing to announce and focus on, considering many people consider the first game as an action RPG, as well as a third-person shooter, and it's not exactly a new groundbreaking genre. Not to mention, action RPG is often what we describe games like Diablo 4 as, which is a top-down, fast, isometric game. So throw that into the murky pool of game descriptive terms.
Even on their Twitter post, that was the only information they gave about Control 2. Bit strange, but okay. They also announced the first Control game will receive a free update in early 2025, unlocking some previously released content, and Alan Wake 2 has now sold over 1.8 million units. That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games.
And finally, one for the speculation folder. Reuters is reporting that Sony is currently in talks to purchase the Japanese media conglomerate Kadokawa, which owns a majority share of From Software. Kadokawa confirmed it received a letter of intent from Sony as well, so this is looking possible.
At this stage, that's where we're at. It'd be a huge move for Sony, who could pick up a massive suite of different franchises from anime, manga, and of course, Elden Ring and Dark Souls. So we'll keep you up to date here on Walkthrough if any more information emerges.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Releasing Monday, we have the really interesting looking Neon Blood. It's a cyberpunk style action RPG where you play as a no-nonsense detective in the year 2053. It has a super unique art style, blending hand-drawn and pixel art in a 2.5D perspective. Neon Blood is coming to all platforms from the 25th.
Out Tuesday is Critter Cafe, a cozy life sim where you rescue fantastic animals and, I guess, force them to work in a cafe. Animal rights issues aside, it's really colourful and light, and if chill is your vibe, check this one out on PC or Switch on the 26th.
And finally, Snow Bros. Wonderland is the latest entry in the 30-year-old arcade action series and now features a 3D isometric playstyle, 4-player co-op, and a bunch of new features. It's coming to PC and PlayStation this Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Coletto. Thank you so much for listening.
If you've ever been curious about how games are made, you should check out Lightmap, Sifter's award-winning game interview show. Recently, we featured the developers of Civilization VII at Firaxis and the makers of the Steam Deck from Valve. Incredible conversations are yours for free on the Lightmap podcast. Search for Lightmap and Sifter in your podcast player now. That's Lightmap and Sifter.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Barton. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. I speak to the designers of Valve's Steam Deck and find out how the handheld has changed the way gamers play.
We did run some numbers a while back about like how like the time split between like your PC and your Steam Deck. And we saw something like 40% of people who got a Steam Deck ended up spending more time on their Steam Deck playing video games, playing PC games than on their desktop, which we thought was kind of interesting. So it's like the reason we wanted to make a Steam Deck was to make customers happy, give them more ways to play their PC games in the way that they want to. And we found that it's been sticky. Like people have found that the Steam Deck has been giving them more reasons, more ways to play games in different places. And that's a success in our minds.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.